The last time I was in Tucson, I went to a Mexican restaurant with the Sheltons, where there were some musicians playing, and when I came home, I wrote a poem about it, which it's a poem that I still feel needs to be changed in some ways, but I thought I'd read it because I felt in the mood. It's called The Mariachis, A Glimpse. Hot Mexican food, the pepper sauce in a silver dish, 7 musicians wearing yellow jackets, black pants with silver discs along the outside seams, white shirts, string ties, all with black mustaches, corpulent bodies, the bellies hanging a bit over the silver-buckled belts. Trumpets gleaming like sunshine, the sad, sentimental, but lively music like sunshine on the faces of pretty but foolish girls. A deep, fat guitar making bass sounds with 2 strings of rope and the rest of gut, bumping along with the melodies, its portly player with the biggest sideburns washing across his face for women to love and touch. An old gray-haired singer, all the men worn cafe musicians, yet somehow making me feel that they are happy with the songs they play. I am here, a stranger, eating and talking with a nice local family, wondering what my life is about, wondering about the world and my place in it. I see another party of local people, about 20. They are sitting under the mariachi band. The face of a young Mexican man catches my attention, fleshy but handsome, with its mustache and sideburns, Ivy League suit, very serious, like a young lawyer. But the expression and the clothes barely covering his sensuous reality. The heavy, muscular man underneath sitting possessively with his wife, whom I just now notice. Pale, almost phosphorescent, with pale auburn hair, her face a mask, glowing out of the dark room. Underneath, she is probably thinking about her makeup or the clothes she's wearing, assessing the costs of others, or dreaming of some maudlin housewife's wish. Yet her exterior is fragile and poetic, and you feel her husband would kill to keep her, would maim the face of any man who made an improper remark. I am haunted by the two of them. He so dark and smoldering and complex beneath his conventional exterior, she so exotic on the surface, contrasting in her whiteness to his passion, her surface all cold and powdery, like a clock with a phosphor dial glowing through the room as you wake up in the dark, her interior so empty and uninteresting. She nods time to the mariachi music. I dream of some romance she might have with the best trumpet player, the one who leans his head back to play like a drinker throwing his head back for the last swallow. I sit there wanting to steal away her husband with his dark, passionate face guarding this pale, lovely face, his wife. I wonder about my own life, why you, the man I love, are not with me, passionately guarding my face, and know that it is for civilized reasons that I am here and you are there and we will probably never be together. You in your woods hunting, communing with yourself. My life hurts me to think about. It is neither stable and calm with a contented husband to love, nor passionate and exciting with stolen moments of pleasure. You and I care for each other, yet I feel you'd leave me tomorrow if it were convenient. Have done it before, we'll do it again, without even poetry on my tongue. It is ironic, because only I really know how impossible it is to own things, how impossible to expect life to be calm and good. Yet you who can have what you want on any terms and have every security a man can have, lecture me on foolishly wanting some promise of faith. My mind is with that dark young husband who guards his pale wife, and I know it is she who will leave him, her cares being foolish and insubstantial. The moon is no friend, but a companion. How lonely is this desert we all call life?